Okay, let's get cracking. We are going to be continuing now to learn the seventh perek of Maseches Peah. Today we're going to be learning Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis and Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel. Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis is going to be continuing our conversations and discussions when it comes to an olive tree, and more specifically, the relationship between an olive tree and the halachos of Shicha. Says the Mishnah, Zayis Shenimtza Omid Bein Shalosh Shuros Shel Shnei Melabnim. An olive tree that is found to be standing between three rows of two strips of land. So basically you have three rows, and in the middle row, the middle tree of that row is an olive tree. And it's in the middle of these two pieces of land on its various sides. Ushchacho, and he forgets to take off the olives from that tree. Says the Mishnah, Eino Shichcha. The halacha is that it's not considered to be Shichcha. He can still go back and take those olives. Why? As the Bar Tanura points out, because the assumption is that the reason why he forgot those olives, she wasn't because he really forgot it, but that it was hidden. There were so many rows and trees and different pieces of land. There was so much going on that the olive tree was hidden, and therefore that's why he didn't take it, not because he forgot it. Continues the Mishnah, Zayis sheyesh bo sasayim ushchacho. If you have an olive tree that has two sayas that has sasayim of olives on it, ushchacho, and he forgets to pick it, eino shecha. It's not considered to be shecha. Just like we learned in the previous parak when it came to grain, whether it was standing grain, whether it came to a pile of grain, if there's sasayim of grain, it's not included in the halachas of shecha, because we assume that the owner, the farmer, was going to go and he intended to return to take the grain, because when you have such a significant amount, you're not going to forget it. The same thing is true when it comes to an olive tree. If you have a sime of olives and he forgets it, he can go back because we assume that he didn't really forget it. Continues the Mishnah, going back now on the previous Mishnah, which taught us that if there's a particular olive tree that is unique, that has some special character trait, the example given in the previous Mishnah was that the olives of the tree are so juicy that they just pour out even without being squeezed. So the halacha in the previous Mishnah was that there would not be a halacha of shecha, that such a tree would not be included in shecha, because we assume that such a tree with such distinguishable, such a special qualities would never be forgotten. But now our Mishnah is going to clarify, going to qualify that halacha a little bit. Says the Mishnah, Bamed Dvarim Emurim, when is it that a tree with a special character trait is not included in the halacha of shecha? Bizman shelo hischil bo. That's only when what? When he did not begin with it. When he began, let's say, with something else, and he accidentally skipped over. So we assume that such a special tree, he wouldn't skip over such a tree because the olives are so special, because there's such a unique, special quality to that tree. But if he began with it, and he simply forgot, ultimately, he forgot to take some off, then afilu kizayis hanatufa b'shaitu, even if those olives are so special, they're literally dripping with olive oil, without even having to squeeze them, ushchacho, and he forgets them, yeshlo shecha, the halacha of shecha would apply. And the reason for that is because we assume that if he started, then he did forget. If he forgot to finish the job, then he forgot, and the halacha of shecha would apply to that. Finishes off the Mishnah, kol zman shegeishlo tachtav, any time that there are still some olives that he gathered together that are under the tree, yeshlo birosho, he can still come back and take those olives that are on the tree itself. That as long as there are still olives under the tree, says the Tanna Kamma, he can still come and take the olives that are on the tree. We assume that those olives on the tree were not forgotten, because we assume that when he comes to take the olives under the tree, he'll come and take the olives on the tree. Rabbi Meir disagrees and says, Misha Telech Hamachabe. That when do we assume, he takes it a little bit of a step further, Rabbi Meir, and says, when can we assume that that the olives on the tree itself are still good, or rather are no longer good, or they become shecha? From the moment when the worker, when the farmer comes and he looks for the hidden olives that may be in the ground or maybe under a rock, right at that point, even if there are no more olives there, but he's still looking for olives, even at that point, he can still take the olives from the tree itself. Okay, now we're going to continue with Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel. We're going to learn a new halacha, a different type of present, one of the matanos given to the poor, and that is referred to as peret. The Torah tells us in Sefer Vayikra, the peret karmachaloti laket, the peret of your orchard you cannot gather. Laget la'ani v'lager ta'azovos, and you have to leave them to the poor person, to the convert, and they're the ones who can take it, you cannot. So says the Mishnah, ezehu peret. What is peret? What does peret mean? Hanosher b'shas habetzira. Any grapes that fall from your orchard, from your vines, during the harvesting, when you're going to harvest the grapes, to collect the grapes, and some fall to the ground, you must leave those that fall to the ground for the poor. Like we learned a few prakim ago, though, that's only when two grapes fall to the ground, but if three grapes fall to the ground, then you may collect those three grapes. Haya botzer. So if someone was harvesting the grapes, akat esa eshkol, and he cut the cluster of grapes, husbach be'alim, and then what happened was the grapes kind of got tangled in the leaves, and then what happened, nafam miyadol eretz v'nifrat, he gets all tangled up in the leaves, and then some of the grapes from his hand fall to the ground, and then you have a situation of peret. But says the Mishnah, harei hu shel balabais, those grapes still belong to the balabais, he does not have to leave them, he may pick them up. Why? Because the only reason why they fell wasn't because of a natural course of harvesting that they fell, no, they fell because he got a little bit tangled up in the leaves, and that would not be included, that would not count for the purpose of peret. Finishes off the Mishnah, Hamaniach esakalkala tachas hagefen b'shashu botzer. If a person takes a basket and he puts the basket underneath him as he's collecting the grapes, as he's harvesting the grapes, he puts a basket under him, because he assumes that if he's going to be able to, if any grapes fall, they're not going to touch the ground, they're going to go into the basket, and then he can keep them, they're not going to be considered to be peret. But says the Mishnah, no, hareza gozel eshanim, such a person is stealing from the poor. If grapes fall, you got to leave them for the poor. Don't put a basket underneath and try to find a loophole where you can keep the grapes. Absolutely not. Al zeh ne'amar, on such a person, it is said, a pasuk from Sefer Mishlei, al taseg gvul olim, don't impinge upon the rights of the poor person, don't take from the poor person what belongs to the poor, you should give to the poor. If any of the grapes fall, you should let them go to the poor. Don't put a basket and try to find a loophole for that. A quick review. The first Mishnah, Perek Zion Mishnah Beis, taught us a lot about olive trees, and the basic halacha number one was that if the olive tree wasn't picked because it was hidden amongst trees, it's not considered to be shecha. If the olive tree has sasaim, two seah of olives, then it's not considered to be shecha. And then it taught us a halacha in terms of the reputation of the tree. If the tree has such a reputation that it's special, that it's unique, and he began with that and simply forgot some of them once he already started, that would be considered shecha, even though there's a reputation, because we assume once he started to do it and then he forgot, that would still be considered to be shecha. And then we had a little bit of a discussion, a machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Meir concerning a situation where he forgot the olives on top of the tree, but there are still olives under the tree. So everyone agrees that if there's still olives under the tree, that he can still get the olives on the tree itself. But Rabbi Meir said that he can even still get the olives on top of the tree once the worker or the farmer comes back simply to look for more olives under the tree, even if there aren't clearly any more left. And then Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel taught us the halachos of peret. Peret is when grapes, when you're harvesting your orchard of grapes and some grapes fall. So if two grapes fall, then it becomes peret. You have to leave them for the poor people. But that's only if it's done in a natural way, in a regular way, as you are trying to harvest the grapes. And the Mishnah concluded by saying that if you leave a basket under yourself to try and catch the grapes to avoid peret, that is the wrong thing to do, because you would be stealing from the poor. Have a great day.